This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the CIA in Ukraine. According to the New York Times, over the past 8 years, the CIA has built a network of what the Times calls secret locations along the Russian border with Ukraine to turn Ukraine into what the Times calls an intelligence gathering hub for the United States. U.S. has built up 12 secret locations along the border over the past 8 years, these apparently funded by the CIA, and the Times using this then to note that if the U.S. doesn't send more money to Ukraine to support its war effort, all of this money will be lost. These intelligence gathering operations could be at risk. We need more billions for Ukraine. Well, the Times conducted more than 200 interviews with officials in the U.S., Ukraine, and Europe to disclose information about this secret network, which is not so secret anymore, which suggests, again, they're getting desperate trying to convince us we need to send more billions to Ukraine for this this war effort. The Times reports that the CIA has used these intelligence gathering hub to give intelligence to Ukraine for targeted missile strikes, track Russian troop movements, and help support spy networks. Now, again, that would suggest a direct involvement in the war between Ukraine and Russia, which I'm sure the Kremlin is already aware of. This network of bases has been underway for over a decade, took root a decade ago, according to the Times, coming together in fits and starts under three very different U.S. presidents, pushed forward by key individuals who often took daring risks. It has transformed Ukraine, whose intelligence agencies were long seen as thoroughly compromised by Russia, into one of Washington's most important intelligence partners against the Kremlin today, end quote. Again, this, according to the Times, as an outlet for the deep state, is why we need to keep sending money in what, frankly, is a lost cause to Ukraine. But let's take this a step farther and put the shoe on the other foot. If it became known that, say, Russia had turned one of our neighboring countries, say, Mexico, into an intelligence gathering hub for the Kremlin, how would we respond? Topic number 4, boots on the ground. Continuing with the Ukraine theme, French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday that sending Western troops to Ukraine is not ruled out in the future. This issue was debated at a gathering of European leaders in Paris. Macron declined, and by the way, we are now entering the third year of this war. Macron wouldn't offer details, said he wanted to maintain strategic ambiguity. The meeting included German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Poland's President Andrzej Duda, as well as leaders from the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, the United States, represented by its top diplomat for Europe, James O'Brien, the UK sent Foreign Secretary Lord David Cameron. Again, the Western nations now making noise about sending troops to fight directly against Russia as we inch closer and closer to World War III. Topic number 3, China at the border. The United States border, that is, the number of Chinese nationals crossing the southern U.S. border near San Diego is now greater than the number of Mexicans crossing the border near San Diego. This according to a new report. U.S. Customs and Border Protection recorded 21,000 encounters with Chinese nationals in the San Diego sector since the fiscal year began October 1st. This according to data obtained from the CBP by Fox News. That's more than the 18,700 encounters with Mexican nationals, second only to the number of Colombian nationals, about 28,000 during that same time period. In fiscal 2023, Customs and Border Protection reported 24,048 Chinese citizens apprehended by Border Patrol. That's for the entire year. For the entire year. So far, since October, look at what? October, November, December, January, February? 5 months, half a year. The rate has doubled since fiscal year 2022, which ended in September of 2023. Or rather, fiscal 2023 ended September 30th of 2023. Chinese nationals historically have a high rate of success in applying for asylum here in the U.S. And remember, last spring, the Biden administration lowered the bar for admissions, lowered the standards for allowing illegal migrants from China to remain in the United States. You don't think that Xi Jinping would try to leverage all of these new Chinese people in the United States? No, it's probably fine. Topic number 2, protecting pastors. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed into law a bill last week that would allow public officials to refuse to perform wedding services based on their conscience or religious beliefs. House Bill 878 states that a person shall not be required to solemnize a marriage if the person has an objection to solemnizing the marriage based on the person's conscience or religious beliefs, end quote. Marriages can be solemnized by religious leaders, government officials, including judges, notaries, public elected officials, but the bill does not allow officials to deny marriage licenses to couples based on their beliefs, but does allow them to decline to officiate at a wedding. Critics of the bill say it would exclude LGBTQ plus folks from equal protection under the law. Not really true. I mean, they just find another pastor or government official willing to. Why would you go to a pastor who doesn't want to do it in the first place? Because they want to compel all of us to not only accept but celebrate a non-biblical definition of marriage, which we note the state of Tennessee has not changed. You can still be married if you're a same-sex couple. Of course, that's guaranteed in the Constitution now, isn't it? Well, coming up, what happens when you take inclusivity to its logical extreme? You wind up with people using litter boxes. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah, as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today. Yes, the furries will inherit the earth, apparently. Non-binary singer Dorian Electra. Not trying to be rude, but I had never heard of this person before. But that may just be because I'm old and I don't really like contemporary music anymore. Non-binary singer Dorian Electra. The fact that this person is non-binary means already detached from reality. Now makes all restrooms at her concerts all species restrooms. Literally posted to X, formerly Twitter, a short video saying, "You spoke and I listened." Really? You've got that many furries who are wanting to attend your concerts? Anyway, she leaves a cat litter box in all the toilets for all animal-identifying concert goers. I regret to inform you that this is a real story. I don't know if this person is just pulling a sick publicity stunt or actually believes people can legitimately identify as a theriomorph. That word is now entering the lexicon, an animal, but it just shows you where our society is at in 2024. Being just trans is so 2023. And you remember those good old days when the media assured us that warning that children would start identifying as animals if we allowed this to continue? Yeah, that was just a stunt being pushed by so-called parental rights activists. That is so 2022. Come quickly, Lord. Well, this week on Skywatch TV, this week Skywatch TV's Countering the Darkness virtual conference launches. That's tomorrow, in fact, February 29th. If you've signed up, you get 90 days access to all of the presentations. Hello, Grace. Plus all six feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films. This, of course, features the final presentation by Dr. Tom Horn. The benefit of the advantage of a virtual conference is that you watch it on your schedule. These don't stream out on any schedule. You don't miss anything if you have to go to the store or go to work or anything like that. But when you are home, you can watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch it. That's the beauty of a virtual conference. So, please take advantage of this. You can sign up right now and hit the ground running tomorrow as the virtual conference gets underway, again, on your schedule, defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. What is a threshold covenant? It was common in the ancient world. You basically offered your protection to visitors into your home and sealed it with the sacrifice of an animal at the threshold, your front door. And how is that relevant to us today? Zev Porat has got a brand new book, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. It's called Blood Alliance. He's joined by Pastor Carl Gallups on the panel. Sharon and I honored to sit in on this discussion. And they will explain why this is still important, not just relevant to us, but important. You can watch the program right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can also watch it right now at our Roku or Apple TV channels. You can check it out now if you watch over the air on one of our partner networks. The broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it right now, rumble.com/skywatchtv or YouTube, youtube.com/@skywatchtv now. But better yet, get our free mobile app. Brings all of our content right to your smartphone or tablet, guarantees we will never be canceled, and has additional features like a calendar of our upcoming events, important news updates several times a week, an audio Bible as well. All of that right in the palm of your hand, whether you've got an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. We have links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.